Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're going to be talking today, by the grace of God, about hunger. You know, we've talked quite some time on VFN Radio, VFN TV, regarding being hungry for God. You know, it's a lot of things, you know, people go after a lot of things and they want to learn. And it's like, you know what? You can be the most learned man, the most studied man or woman in the scriptures. And by all means, I mean, we definitely encourage reading the scriptures and abiding and hearing God and studying the word of God. But we don't want to become so filled with knowledge, just truth-based and just principles. But we have no passion. We have no hunger. We have no desire for God and a heart that's thirsty for him. Because then we just become, you know, theological heads up here, you know, filled with stuff and, you know, info.
Yeah.
But we don't maybe have revelation. We don't have inspiration. We don't have a passion and a heart that's burning for the one, you know? We got to have a heart that's burning for Jesus. You know what I mean, Steve?
Absolutely.
So I know that God's been stirring your heart, man, and speaking to you so much about hunger. Talk to us and share with us a little bit about what God is showing you, man.
God has just shown me. It's just like how much more I want to just go after him and just wanting more of him, you know, and it's amazing. I think about, I don't remember who said it before, but it's just like to know him is to want to know him more. Mm-hmm. It's like you just tap into anything, into Jesus, and you're just like, I've got to have more, you know? And it's just like, it's going to totally change your life completely.
Right.
Well, and it's, just recently, you know, I was in my abiding time, God was just leading me to, running my race. You know, I just think about how so many people who are, you know, Olympic runners or anybody who's in a sport, they are so focused at everything they do. It's about basically doing what they do better. And I think about that, and I was reading in Hebrews, and it talks about saying the fact that, you know, since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles.
Mm.
And run with perseverance the race marked out for us. And I never really connected that, but just the Holy Spirit's just really been showing me the things that need to just really get out of my life. It might not necessarily be a sin.
Mm-hmm.
It just might be those distractions, those hindrances. And it's just really challenging me. It's just like, okay, Holy Spirit, you know, God, what are those hindrances in my life? You know, what's hindering me from just being all in? What's hindering me from just going deeper, going more in you? Because it's just like, I've seen him.
It's interesting that you say that, because I mean, you're saying all in, you know, I know your life, we have relationship, you know, I know how much you love the Lord. We're talking about what God's speaking to us on every day.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes people can hear someone say, yeah, you know, I just want to hinder. Listen, it's, You can be on fire, you can have a flame, but I think what you're telling me, Steve, is like, I want more of the flame, I want more of the fire, I want more of the passion.
Oh, yeah.
You're not talking about like, I'm dead, I don't, you know, I'm not abiding, and I just need to get, you know, this gross stuff. You're talking about, I'm running hard after God, and I want to run even harder after
Absolutely. Him. Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. And it's just really encouraging, because it's like I said, it's just like doing everything for more of Jesus. Like, you're spending time in your word, and it's just like what you're saying before. It's like, I don't want to get filled with knowledge. I don't want to just memorize scripture. That's a good thing.
Sure.
that the thoughts that you have, that the words that you're sharing are scriptural. But at the same time too, it's just like, but I want to know more of who Jesus is, and encountering Jesus. It's just really changing my pursuit of him. That it's not just about reading scripture. It's just more about like spending time with him and just the ease of abiding.
Yeah.
But it's just really changing my time with him, my walk with him, just wanting to, you know, when I'm in the workplace or if I'm driving my car, it's just like, I think about, I'm really looking forward to that abiding time. I'm really looking forward to that time when I can just turn everything off and just, you know, just spend time with Jesus, because it's becoming that much more precious. It's becoming that much more encouraging. And it's just those sweet times with him.
Yeah. You know, oftentimes you'll find that folks are falling in love with the book of the Lord instead of the Lord of the book.
Right.
And we've got to get that turned around. It's we got to fall in love with God and have a passion for Him. And out of that passion, we obviously want to know, read His Word. We want to abide with Him. We want to, you know, have a this encounter with Him that when we're, like you're saying, Steve, abiding and spending time with Him, that we're hiding His Word in our heart. You know, it's living, it's breathing, it's not an informational book or a reference, right? Or a place where we gather some principles.
Yeah.
But it's literally a love letter from our Savior directly to us. And it's like, Lord, I want to know everything you have to say. I want you to speak to me in every way.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that.
Yeah. You know, and we were talking about it this morning, you know, it's something that God just kind of, every now and then I'll just be just thinking about just spending time with God, and He'll just kind of like just show me a picture. He'll give me an analogy about something. And when I was a kid, one of my uncles had a boat, and I just love spending time on the water. And I've just thought about how God has just been drawing me more to Himself recently, and it's just like more and more. I just want more, and just that hunger and that thirst. And I started thinking about, you know, if you're familiar with boats, maybe not, but when you're on a boat and you have that throttle, and it, let's say that you're fully accelerating, you're going as fast as you can. Mm-hmm. They call it, you know, full throttle, wide open. I mean, the boat almost just about comes out of the water, and it's basically just the propeller that's pushing you. And, you know, you're above the highs and the lows of the water. And I thought about that, and it's just like, you're so excited and you're just hungry for God. But if you were to let off that throttle in any way, and you were to go back to neutral, it's not like you coast through the water and you slowly slow down like you would. You think about a car if you put it in neutral.
Yeah.
There's almost like a lunging backwards and you stop.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about that, and like we were talking about this morning, it's like there's no neutral in Jesus. There's no neutral in God. It's just like there's no turning back. It's just like you just want more of them. It's just like we, you know, that perseverance, that focus, that drive of just like, you know, more Jesus.
Yeah. It's so important to fan the flame, you know. God has lit a fire in your heart. You receive the Lord as your Lord and Savior, and you have a flame, you have a light. But it's so important to keep that flame lit, to keep that flame burning.
Yeah.
And I see that oftentimes where folks allow that flame to go down. It's like they've lost their passion, their zeal.
Mm-hmm.
And you even hear like weird things like, I'm bored with God, or I'm bored. It's like, well, maybe you're bored with religion, but you can never be bored with God.
Yeah.
He is the most exciting person in the universe. Every single day is an adventure. Every day is an amazing encounter because you're interacting with the living God. When you think about it, I understand what David says. I am dust. What? Who are we that you're even mindful of us? Like,
exactly.
Mike, you pay us mind. You know what I'm saying? You
give
allow
me the time of day.
Yeah, you allow us audience with you.
Yeah.
You really. Oh my goodness! And so we're here. We want to encourage you. I mean, by the grace of God, we want to just dive all in. You know, we have four programs back to back. We're going to go to break soon, but we're going to be talking about love for God, passion for the Lord, hunger for Him, and how excited. Let me tell you, hunger's contagious.
Mm.
You get around a couple hungry people, you're to watch out.
Mm.
You know, some people get on so much on fire that they have to caution folks, man on fire, be careful, don't come close because you might get burned. But this is what it's all about. You know, nobody wants to be in a relationship where, yeah, I think I like you, and it's like, yeah, this is cool. It's like, hello, you know, what's about, you know, this, you is there love here? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? What's going on here? And we have to measure our heart with, you know, as Steve will send a text every now and again, are you hungry? You know, are you hungry? Mm-hmm. And I tell him, Pat, you know, I stay hungry. I don't have to get hungry. You know what I'm saying?
That's all
right. But he says, are you hungry?
Yeah.
And I love that. And that's something that we can always ask ourselves, you know, am I more hungrier today for Jesus than I was yesterday? Mm-hmm. Is Jesus occupying more space in my mind and in my thoughts and in my conversations today? Or is he conversating, you know, am I conversating about him less and thinking about him less?
Mm-hmm.
What is the driving thought? What is the driving things that are upon your heart and upon your mind?
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, it's okay to be totally consumed and filled with passion for the Lord, thinking about him. And I'll tell you, when your heart really becomes so in love with God, and you think about about him all the time. He begins to share with you his secrets. He begins to tell you things. He told the disciples, you know, you're my friends. Mm-hmm. You're my friends. And he begins to reveal to him the close things on his heart. When we come back from break, we're going to talk more about this because God desires relationship with you, not lukewarm, not cold, but absolutely on fire. Mm-hmm. We've been talking about, and by the grace of God, we're just going to continue to let God have his way. Mm-hmm. But we're talking about hunger and passion for God, for Jesus. And you know, Matthew 5:6 says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will, Pat, they will be filled. You know, when we are hungry and thirsty, God says, listen, get hungry. I will fill that hunger every single time. But it starts with being hungry.
Mm-hmm.
It starts with that longing, that desire, you know. As the deer pants for water, so my soul longs and yearns for you. And, you know, these are questions that we got to ask ourselves. You know, when I was talking about Joel and about the protocol for the outpouring, you know, Joel 1 talks about, you know, a spirit of mourning, of weeping, of wailing, you know, and a wail is an inarticulate a cry. Mm-hmm. And I think that we've been so filled with so many articulate prayers, nice wordsmith prayers, if you will, you know what I mean? That there isn't that longing, that inner cry, that mourn, that yearning to say everything's got to go, but I've got to have God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And people wonder why miracles are happening. Why do these miracles happen in Africa? Why are these miracles? Because they're crying out for God.
Mm-hmm.
They just happen to be in a situation that God is all that they have.
That's right.
Yeah. But in America, we have so many things and stuff and toys and entertainment and so many distractions, Steve, that are pulling away from us that God is just an addendum to many believers. He's a part of their life, but he is not life himself. And you know that by the decisions that you make. Is everything filtered? Do you inquire of the Lord in every single decision? Or is God an afterthought?
Mm-hmm,
you know, in my abiding time, the Lord said, you know, inquire of me even when you know what the right thing to do is. Right. I go, that's interesting. Because he said, I may not want you to do it.
Yeah.
It may be the right thing, but the wrong time.
Mm.
You know, we can get so caught up thinking that we know something. And God's like, what do you know?
Right.
Just hang with me.
Yeah.
What do you know? Hey, relax. Chillax. Hang with me. Spend time with me. It's a relationship. And allow me to lead you. Allow me to guide you. Allow me to reveal and unveil to you what's coming next.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we position ourselves and posture ourselves in that way and start to get really serious about God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're here for just a short, limited amount of time. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, life is but a vapor. We're here and then we're gone, right? And then there's eternity. What are we going to do with eternity? What are we going to do with this man, fully God, Jesus?
Yeah. You know, it's beautiful because that's exactly so much of what God has been showing me and speaking to me. There's one of my coworkers, when I work alongside her, she's probably late 20s, and she's always on her phone, as far as like whether, you know, social media or Twitter or text messaging. And you know, those things are great. I mean, you got
to keep on phone, right?
Yeah. And being connected with friends, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
But she's like, if she's not working specifically, more than likely she's not talking to people next to her. She is... I'm talking 7 different apps all at the same time. It's amazing. I was like, I didn't know one hand could do that many things on one phone. And the amazing thing is that she had a trip that she was going on, and all of a sudden she was leaving, and I don't know, she was going like to Washington or somewhere in about 2 weeks. And the amazing thing is that she all of a sudden just stopped, and all of a sudden she's like, I got to do this, and it was just like, it's amazing how focused she got because she knew that there was a thing that she had to plan for, that there was something that all of a sudden she had priorities. And then she realized the fact that, like, okay, hey, I only have a certain amount of time before I'm leaving. I'm leaving in 2 weeks. Okay, I got to get my luggage. I got to get my suitcase. I got to get, what's the weather? And she started like researching where she was going and all these things, because she understood that there was a planning that needed to be done. And even God was just saying to me, it's just like, there's only a certain time, like you're saying, as far as eternity, as far as this life being a vapor. And it's just like, those things are great, but it's like, those things can hinder us, because it's like, we only have a certain amount of time. We only have a certain amount of days that we have to do anything for the Lord, of spending time with Him. Because it's just like, all of a sudden there's that urgency of just like, I only have, you know, a year. I only have a month.
It's so easy, man. I understand your coworkers. I understand that. I mean, you're on the phone, you're checking the weather, then you got a text, and then that notification for the email came on, and then a score came up, and it's like, I was talking about something else, and 10 minutes later, you're like, where am I?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And what I hear you saying is that you got to be zealous for your time. You got to seize the moment and don't allow outside influences steal your time and your passion and all that, you know.
Yeah, it's just like I said, it's just so challenging me, because like I said, there are things that I can be doing that all of a sudden you're just like, did an hour just go by?
Right.
Did 2 hours just go by? And it's like amazing. It's just like when you've got a vision, or you've got a focus, or you've got that pursuit of what it is that you're living for, you're just like, it is April. It is December. Oh,
that's
it's
right.
2013.
That's
it's 2000. Right. Like, when did that happen?
We understand dates. We understand. Are we in April already?
Yeah. And it goes that fast, and it's just like that much more. It's like I've heard many times before. It's like you've got to take that time and force it to just be like being aware of
everything. Submit to you.
Yeah.
You not to it.
And that's the thing, because it's just like there's a day that we're going to stand before Him and have to answer, and it's just like I want to just capture every moment that we can for Him and know that we're putting it to good use.
Yeah. When you say that, I think about oftentimes things I would challenge myself with, you know. Imagine, you know, it's all said and done. You're in heaven. The Bible tells us some of the things, you know, doesn't tell us everything, but you know, just imagine, go with me here for a little bit. And there's all these, not VHS tapes, those things are gone, but you know, in the storage cloud of heaven, there's all these videos and all of your life is recorded.
Yeah.
I mean, God says that you're going to account for every single word that comes out of your mouth.
Yeah.
You have to give an account. And so everything of your life is recorded, all of your actions, all of your thoughts, all of your words. And then when the inventory of the spreadsheet of your words and the spreadsheet of your actions and of your thoughts, and the whole spreadsheet is all laid out for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How much of that time were you thinking about planning vacation? How much of that time were you thinking about buying stuff? How much of that time were you on social media?
Yeah.
How much of this time you were on whatever? And how much time did you devote to God? Because time is really indicative of your life. That's what time is. Mm-hmm. Time is your life.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have an hour of time, it's an hour of your life that you are either wasting, you know, spending or investing. You know, which one is it? You know what I mean? And if you start looking at your life that way, am I wasting my life? Am I investing my life in people and God? You know? And then you realize, oh my goodness, how do you want that spreadsheet to look? You know, by the grace of God, obviously there's some natural things. You got to sleep a certain amount of time. You've got to eat a certain amount. You got things that you have to do, granted, right? But how much of who you are, the constitution of your life, of your being, is focused? I mean, you can work 50 hours. People say, well, I work 50 hours a week. I can't, you know, abide all day. Hey, listen, take the Lord is inside of you. He can be with you at work. You know what I mean?
Right.
You can work with practicing the presence of the Lord all day long, you know, but what would that spreadsheet look like?
Yeah.
And I know what I want my spreadsheet to look like, you know, high bars on spending time with Him and my thoughts being consumed with Him. And so that's where we are in our walk and our passion, and this is what we want.
Yeah, it's just really encouraging to me, like when I look back and I think about those moments when it's just like, what did I do? And to me at the same time too, because the enemy is always going to try and steal that away. Like we've talked about before, it's just like, oh, I only got to spend 30 minutes with Jesus, or I only got to do this amount. And it's not about that, but it's about the fact that I just... Because so often we can get focused on the fact of like, okay, how much did I do this? And we can get caught up in the works.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like that moment. It's just like every moment. And something that has always encouraged me that when we say yes to something, let's say that, you know, we choose, okay, I'm going to buy it today, or I'm going to spend time with my family. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pour into my family, whether it's an hour or whatever. I've always thought about the fact that you can only say one, or you can only say yes to one thing at one time.
Mm.
Right.
If I say, okay, I'm going to spend time with Jesus. When you think about that, you've said no to everything else.
Yeah.
When you decide to say, you know what, I'm going to spend time with my spouse, I'm going to spend time with my children, don't let the enemy steal that, because it's like at that one moment, you're saying, I'm saying no to everything else so that I can say yes to this moment.
Yeah.
So that I can say yes to Jesus.
Yeah.
For however long. And don't let the enemy just steal it. It's just like you are showing whoever it is that you're spending your time with how important they are, mm-hmm. because it's just like you're saying no to everything else so that you can spend that time with them.
That's right. Time is valuable.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we invest that time that you're talking about, Stephen, you're saying, I'm going to live in the moment. When I'm with Jesus, I'm going to be with Jesus.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, when I'm doing whatever, I'm going to be doing that. But we can actually carve out time to make sure that we allow the main thing to be the main thing. And if you make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, He's the main thing. Mm-hmm. Spend time with Him. Open up your calendar. Say, mm-hmm. I'm going to give Him the first appointment mm-hmm. in my book. I want to spend time with Him as soon as I get up and enjoy His fellowship.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsors and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio.